Give it your thoughts on today's win here at Windsor Park.
Obviously, winning the game is important. Getting back on the winning track was the most important thing out of the game today. I thought the level of performance from the players was good. Some of the football that they played, we cut them open quite a number of times. And again, probably my only gripe, and again, speaking to players at the end, is we probably didn't take enough of our chances. But we won the game 3-0, kept a clean sheet. Looks as if we've come out of the game relatively with injuries, no suspensions, and we look forward now to Queens on Saturday.
And that's a break from the five-horse title race. It's a nice welcome distraction in the Irish Cup, which is a competition we really want to make an impact in, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be a tough enough game. We've seen Queens quite a bit over the last number of years. They've one or two sort of players in and around we were sort of keeping an eye on. So the unfortunate thing for Peter Thompson and Queens is we do know quite a bit about them. But again, Peter will have seen us. He's an astute man, he's an astute coach, somebody who I really like, a lot of time for us. So we look forward to the challenge that they possess come Saturday.
Mark Hawkey on the score sheet today. It's like a new signing getting him back into this team, isn't it?
It is. Hawkey's, he's a terrific player. We missed him badly. But fair play to other players. I know sort of at the minute it's great to have Hawkey back, but some of the other players, when Hawkey's been injured, have stepped up to the plate. So again, Mark's certainly aware that, again, like everybody else, if the standards drop on his performance, but he's a good player. He's certainly a welcome addition back into the squad. He's been a big player for us, and hopefully going forward he'll continue to be a big player.
On January 1, the race starts now to get Ethan Boyle and Kyle McLuhan in through the door.
Yeah,
and no doubt your phone will be busy with ins and outs through the rest of the month.
Yeah, there's probably going to be, and again, well, there's probably going to be a few outs sort of to balance up a few things. So again, that'll be discussed over the next 2-3 weeks to see game time, moving on, contract extension. It's, people think January can be quiet. People maybe think that it's sort of May, June, July that people are busy. But over the next, we'll be fair to some of the players that we have here. If there's not going to be extended game time or there's not going to be a run in the team, some of the boys might decide that they might need to move on. So we'll have discussions that. We're always looking to see if there's anything else to bring in, but again, I'm fully aware that we won't just be bringing in somebody just for the sake of bringing in a number. We're not at that stage. We've got a good squad, a big squad. Hopefully when everybody's fit, then it adds a few headaches to my selection dilemma when the game's coming along.
Well done today. That's a new year off to a good start, and let's keep it going on Saturday at the Dub.
Hopefully, Andy. Thank you.